Welcome to the World Standard. My name is Walt, and today we will continue playing Cyborg, but not Trigger Warning. We're going to take an intermission, and this is Magnum PU, a.k.a. Les Banks, and the Garbage A-Team. And when you're trying to decide what side of your driveway to put your trash bin on for garbage collection, remember that left is law.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that was methodically
good.
Hold on. Let me make sure this is heard.
A little golf clap?
Yeah. There we go. All right.
And, of course, I am joined by the usual dumpster fires.
Yeah. I'm dumpster fire number one. I'm Christopher. I'm playing Oh Boy, the discarded animatronic toy.
Hello, I am Levi. I am playing y'all's favorite, Les Banks.
The popular demand.
And I'm Jakob, and I'm playing Olivia, but you can call me Olive, and I'm a cat. I'm a cat.
I'm Nate. I'm playing a Verminkin, so I'm the only human here.
Yeah.
And my name is Paul.
El Palo.
Good old Paul.
We need one.
Even though this isn't Trigger Warning, LiveWire's still on.
Breaking news at this hour. United Citadel Security's Internal Ethics Review Board has cleared executives of wrongdoing in the Neutralize Inmate Program 6 incident. Viewers may recall the program's rapid, unscheduled termination left all participants and several guards and technicians dead, with dozens more in critical condition. UCS spokesman Iggy Tinkle Tits had this to say.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families and loved ones of all those impacted by this unforeseen and completely unpreventable tragedy. But for the good of Psy, we cannot allow ourselves to dwell on the past. Moving forward, UCS is taking every possible precaution with Neutralized Inmate Program 7, and it is already proving to be a complete and resounding success.
Following the announcement, the Metropolitan Insurgency and Liberation Front issued a public statement condemning UCS's alleged corruption and vowing swift reprisal for its, quote, corporate negligence toward human rights, unquote. We'll keep you updated on this story as it develops. This feed is brought to you by the Liaison Special Services. Because when you want security, you want the best. You want Allianzen. I have been Walter Cronkite, and this has been LiveWire, your hourly feed on everything happening in the very safe and stable city of Psy.
It's another glorious day in the city of Psy, meaning it's noisy, it's fucking rainy, and there's a lot of light pollution. We open on Les Banks. Les, how does the day find you? And, importantly, is your little buddy with you?
Yeah, Les, what the fuck are we doing?
Oh, no.
We're just standing here in the alley. You've just been staring at that dumpster for 45 minutes.
I've
been counting, see? It's on my Timex.
I'm just trying to get courage to dig in the bottom, you know.
You can do it. Don't worry about the needles. You're a robot.
Oh, I've never been worried about needles before.
I know. I've seen you try.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. It's fine. I won't tell anyone.
I'm going to jump into this dumpster full of needles.
It's fucking all sawed to in the first
I
three
I was just thinking that. Yeah.
I love the reckless abandon. Shows initiative.
Oh, just trying to get to the kit, the person on the bottom, you know.
Yeah.
To keep all the good stuff.
Trash is flying over his shoulders.
Just bags full of needles.
No, it's just loose needles.
I'm so short that none of them hit me. I'm leaning against the dumpster. Like, I'm just
yeah. Oh, God.
Since you brought that up, Chris, describe your character for the listeners.
I'm a ventriloquist dummy. A ventriloquist dummy that was given sentience by some lunatic.
Okay, describe your character, not...
Yeah. Same. Yeah. About the same height, 2 foot or so. Yeah, no. Yeah, he's got radiant eyebrows, so that's... They're probably, like, bright yellow.
Like, do they glow?
They're, like, highlighter yellow. His hair, probably, too, because why would he have eyebrows not match his hair?
Right.
But he wears a nice suit. It's a would-be-nice suit if he wasn't a dumpster, pal of a dumpster diver, I guess. But in the Bitcrusher style, so it looks like it's just like it's pixelated, but all the pixels have been exploded into tinier pixels.
Oh my god,
that's just what I think that means. It's probably
it's
not
like
what
that anime
means.
Square explosions.
Sure, yeah. Well, actually, yeah.
That's that. My favorite shit in the world.
Yep, and I guess that's enough for now. I also have a shotgun. I carry a round of shotgun that's probably bigger than me. Because I can guarantee a shotgun's longer than 2 feet tall. 2 feet, I mean.
Yeah.
So it looks like he's carrying out a snowboard, but it's a shotgun.
It's a sawed-off shotgun.
Oh, he's sawed-off. Yeah, sawed-off. Oh, there you go. Would have to be. Otherwise, how am I going to carry it?
Oh, boy. Yeah. I found some silver stain down here for you.
Some what?
Silver stain, you know, to touch up your socks and stuff.
Mm. Oh, I'm cool. maybe you can use it.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you're,
Cover up the rust.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Door next to the dumpster opens, and someone comes out of the clinic carrying another bag of needles and medical waste and tosses it in on top of the desk.
Oh, right on top, please. Yeah, oh, thank you.
I'm going to pop out from behind the dumpster with the shotgun pointed at him as they pop
oh,
out.
God! Oh, God! Oh, God!
Just hold on! Just put him down!
Oh, God!
Go right there! I'm not afraid of you, sis!
Turn around, just run back inside and slam the door.
How are you guys not in jail?
We didn't get caught. We didn't get caught yet.
Yet.
Les, here's some fresh shit for you. Maybe
good. Oh, I like the guys on the bottom. We gotta melt this down.
Something.
I don't understand.
What are we even doing here anyway, Les?
I forgot, actually.
I mean, you know I'm ride or die, but still. It's still like some explanation of what we're doing. You know, this is the 14th dumpster we've been to today?
Oh, yeah.
Were they all needles?
No.
So far, yeah, random stranger.
All right.
Keep walking.
We're looking for hay in a needle stack. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm sure something will pop up in this RCD any moment.
It doesn't.
Oh.
You don't just constantly watch shit in yours?
No, God, no.
I think you're one of the few.
It's dark
you're
in
really
there.
You're focused, I suppose.
And with that, it gets quiet.
I don't exist yet.
I know.
The door across the alleyway swings open, and a great big guy in black jeans, shirtless as hell, is throwing a ragged little man out into the alley, telling him that if he's going to shit in a box, to do it outside. Chris, can we get Pellegrin voice?
Hey, if you're going to shit in a box, do it the fuck outside!
You really shit in a box? Is that a human thing? I've only met ventriloquist dummies and stuff, and robots.
I'm just gonna lay there lifeless on the ground next to the shotgun.
Holy fuck, who the fuck are you guys?
Oh no.
No, it's just me, I'm digging it here in the trash.
Oh wait,
you know?
No. That's not a little fucking person, is it?
No, that's my dummy. That's old boy. He's my favorite.
Alright, I'll fucking probably leave you to that. Freaking me out.
What are you, high or something on that glue?
Oh, fucking, well, not on glue, no, but fucking high all the time, yeah.
I'm gonna come to life at that.
Holy fucking shit!
You see him getting high?
Got him!
Put that fucking thing down,
bud.
Oh,
no,
you mean this thing?
Yeah, fucking not, wait, no.
That depends, man, you said you're getting high? You got that Jankum or something? I heard you do something about a litter box.
Oh my god. You say something about fucking Jankum?
Yeah, you know, you shit in a bag and huff it, you know? That why you're saving the litter box shit?
That's not my yum. I don't...
No, me neither, but I'll watch this guy do it.
Oh.
It's so dark.
Yeah.
It has a bitter smell.
How do you know? Oh, wait, you probably don't know.
I have no smell.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so what's your story there, guy?
Hey, Pied Piper, what do you look like?
Well, he's a pretty greasy dude.
Well, that tracks with someone who shits in a box.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Now that you're answering him as Les. As he's describing you as Nate.
Like, as soon as I read that I had ghoul style, it instantly just put that from, like, Fallout into my mind. And less prominently, apparently, in the story so far, is that I got, like, three big-ass fucking rats hanging out very close to me.
How much big-ass?
Yeah,
like a small dog.
Because I'm like a small.
Oh, damn!
Like I'm small.
So this rat,
yes,
you could mount this rat. One of these.
Oh
rats.
My god!
So what are these? What's these guys' stories?
One's humping them.
Please
just,
don't.
Try not to.
Please,
let's pick me up.
Don't my rats.
Uppy.
I pick him up.
Hey, watch out for my needles.
Yeah. You're fine. Wood.
What's the deal with those things?
My fucking rats. You have a fucking talking puppet, bud. Like, I don't think that this is
fucking weird. This isn't
weird
at all.
No, this is perfectly normal. Look at us. We're a robot and a talking ventriloquist dummy. You don't know that he's not the ventriloquist.
Maybe I'm the dummy.
Yeah, or maybe that's what it is. You don't fucking know.
All right,
you trying to get some hands over here?
That's a fucking
over here.
Hostility,
sorry,
Buck.
Sorry, it's been a long day. I've been watching him dig through dumpsters for hours.
Yeah, that sounds fucking pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've
what,
done
you
worse.
Watch him too,
you want to hop in these needles?
No, actually, I'm fucking pretty glad that you're the one who jumped in there.
Yeah, there's Taco Bell right over there. Old enchiladas over there or something.
Yeah, yeah, maybe there's some crunch wraps to throw away. Could go for one of those, moldy bastards.
I got Supreme, bud.
Yeah, right?
Let's yeah, they're a... always good to go.
I mean, maybe we should just do that.
You want to take along or something?
Pellegrini just standing there watching this.
What the fuck are you guys doing? Get out of here!
No fucking alley! You don't own this shit!
Bear!
Slam the door.
Fucking Pellegrini.
Oh, wait! Wes!
Oh, shit!
Door opens again.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
I got a job for you if you want it.
Oh, really?
There's a cat in a tree situation.
Oh.
Some little girl's cat. I'll send you the details.
Oh, sure. That sounds good.
Fucking.
Slams the door.
Fucking points at the guy with the needle sticking out of his mouth and, Christ, I was just looking for a job. Would have liked to tag along while you're fucking looking for treasure here today, but looks like you got some shit going on.
Tag along!
I mean, we can always use your height. You're pretty tall.
I really don't think Pellegrini would appreciate...
Throw you up on my shoulders.
Me showing back up, asking for money.
Good point. Maybe we just don't pay him.
Oh, yeah, hey. You can come.
I'd really, like, not appreciate that.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to solve problems here.
It's not that much cred, honestly. It's only, like, 100 cred.
Has Pellegrini sent the info over yet?
He does now. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, so you get the message in your head, Les. More or less what he said. Little girl lost her kitty. Doesn't know where it is. There's a picture of it. It's a little white fluff ball with a red bow around its neck. And the reward is 50 creds.
Oh, even worse than I thought.
I forgot about that part.
Oh, yeah, we'll buy you a slider or something with this thing.
Well,
it's a really big burger.
Yeah, for you.
Well, if it works out and I get my name on it, might buy me back into Pellegrini's good graces, you know.
Maybe we could pull some strings, you know.
He does a little, like, marionette
well, fucking. I see what you got there. Yeah, yeah, I see ya.
Oh, he's very punny sometimes.
Mm. Well, right, I'm Paul.
Oh, boy. That's my name.
Okay, I was gonna, yeah.
Yep, move on. Please meet you.
Now they call me Les, the king of the dumpsters.
Oh,
it's true.
Self-proclaimed.
Fucking legend himself, yeah.
Yeah, no one's claimed the title yet, so it's a fair game.
Oh, well. Is it fucking like fight to the death type of shit?
Oh, you can catch the fisters too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you trying to take the throne?
No,
more
no.
Like a fucking STD.
Well, yeah, like I said, I'm Paul. This is fucking Mel, Dennis, and Arthur. They're the sophisticated ones, of course.
Pleasure to meet you.
They all shake. He's like doing it from above because he's on Les' shoulder still.
Sure, yeah.
I don't want to get humped. Not by one of them.
That one's only Dennis.
Ha, huh, that makes sense.
The other two are pretty fucking well behaved. Hey.
We'll kill you.
Well, let's fucking do it, hey?
This is the one whose eyes constantly open.
Yeah. Yeah. He twitches every now and again. Yeah. The other one has another rat's face on its face.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, this is perfect.
The humpy one is pink.
No, he's naked.
He's naked?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a naked. Oh, no,
he's
no.
A naked rat.
He had a black arm, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just rotten.
God.
Oh, shit.
You get it, right? You get it? Everybody, you get it?
You remember?
Okay.
Yeah, just follow me, I guess I'll lead the way. We can hit some of the usual spots on the way.
So, Les Banks, you do have a cat friend who takes care of some of the other strays in the community. Could be a lead for you.
Oh.
Don't call her.
Damn you.
I can hit up the plug. She knows where all the stray cats go.
Oh, Olivia?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 call her. She's pretty rad. I hope.
Me too.
I call her.
Go ahead, baby.
Oh, hey there.
Oh, it's Les.
Oh, hey. You want? You looking for a job? I was cut you in on the sandwich.
What was that, honey?
Oh, that was gross. Right in my ears.
I'm getting older, and you know the hairballs are just getting thicker.
Ooh.
What were you saying?
Lick less. What? I mean, what?
Lick Willow. I'm sorry, what?
Never mind. I'm looking for a fix. A fix on a cat in a tree. You know?
No, I don't know.
It's your specialty.
What are you asking of me? What do you want me to do?
I need your help.
Send me the details. I'll see if it's worth my time.
Well, probably not, but I'm asking for a favor here.
All right, that thing in Monaco.
Oh, yeah, Monaco.
Oh, yeah, that strip club.
Oh, yeah, we don't talk about that.
I have a feeling that I'm, like, really fucking lucky to not be on this call.
At least I get half of it. Like, no context, you can tell what he's talking about.
Sounds like illegal sex acts. That's what it sounds like.
I don't think that's it.
More murder than
Definitely
anything.
Definitely not that.
You guys are way too in the gutter.
Said something about cat in a tree, something in Monaco. I don't want to fucking know.
Les, your Monaco. Friends talk very loudly. I'm going to get off now, and I'll meet you there. Just send me the link.
All right, send him the link.
You don't have to say that to me.
Sorry. And I hang up. Once I receive that link, I'm gonna go there with all of my cat homeboys or whatever.
With your
squad.
What is a group of cats called?
A clowder.
A clowder? Your clowder of
is
cats?
It really called a clowder?
He's right.
Yes.
It's Dr. Words, come on.
Oh, our rave gain is the clap clowders.
Big dick words over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet. Show him your big meaty words.
Swinging that big word around.
Anyway. So, Olive, what Les sends you has no location. That's kind of the point, is no one knows where the cat is. You've got a picture and a general vicinity.
But he sent me a link for the deets of the mission, at least?
What I was assuming he was sending
you. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, who do I know? Being that I'm like this old lady fucking weird rave cat, I've got to have, like, a matriarch, right? So I've got to have other cats that I can, like, meow at, do that weird cat calling in the middle of the night, and get, like, a posse together to track down where this cat might be. This kitten? This little lost baby cat?
He's the incitement.
Presumably, sure.
He's the incitement to riot cat.
Yeah. Oh, God. Here we go.
Do I have to actually...
I hear her!
Yeah, yeah,
she's close!
Let's go!
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
You're talking to fucking Olivia?
Well, you know her too?
Fucking absolutely I do.
Oh, great.
How the fuck wouldn't I?
This won't be awkward at all.
Oh, it's a small city.
Well, I sent out my cat sonar to find, like, other cats that can report to me. I'm going to ask questions.
Give me a presence test.
All right. That's a 12.
Other cats know of this cat, but you can't pinpoint, like, exact whereabouts.
Is that what I hear back on the cat waves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The cat wave.
Cats with RCDs. Just like...
I'm gonna...
I want to know what that looks like when you actually finally appear on the scene.
I'm gonna try to follow Les's scent. I'm sure I can track him down.
Not hard.
Yeah, so I'll try to meet up with him, because I feel like that'll be easier than him finding me.
Sounds like you were just, like, around the corner and down the alleyway.
Yeah, if we heard you yelling, we all recognize the sound.
Olivia, over here! Come on down!
Fine. And I want a bunch of popping sounds as I slowly jump down, like, all of the staircases in the alleyway.
Oh,
from
terrible.
My bones and hips.
Old cat.
Yeah.
Old cat.
I drop on the ground and a little bit of dust flies off. But... I'm actually a rave cat. I'm an old lady rave cat with glowing veins. So just picture me with, like, I got like, it's always skimpy clothes at raves for some reason.
Well, I know.
But I got like a bikini.
It's hot.
She's just covered in fishnets.
Oh. Yeah, I got like fishnets on and glow sticks hanging from my cat ears.
Dude, it's a cat in fishnet. That looks so funny, I bet. Like the fur going between the netting.
And I've got like little cat stilettos.
Oh, wow.
That they're like little platform shoes. They're not quite stilettos, I guess, but, you know.
What color is her coat?
It's rainbow.
Ooh.
Like, oh, and yeah. It, and it constantly transitions.
Oh, man.
Along with my glowing veins. Yeah, yeah.
So, is your raver candy actually candy, or is it a string of cat shit?
I'm old, so the latter.
No.
I also have a problem with hairballs, and I'm gonna just chalk that up to the old age, too. But I do have 5 lives, whatever that
you
means.
You do.
Five lives. Wow.
Yeah, and
it's you've got five soul fire, Jake. Ooh. Is how I'm gonna treat that.
Ooh. Oh, that's awesome.
All right, each one's a different personality.
Cat and deathless.
Could be. I like that.
Catless.
Wait, we have a cat though.
Death cat.
All right. Well, that's what Olivia looks like.
Fucking Olive, hey, good to see you. How's the mange?
I'm going to give a long lick from my shoulder down to my paw, and you can just hear my neck kind of bubbling and crackling.
Yeah, that's bleeding now.
Well, she's old.
A little bit of scab falls off.
Gross.
Ooh.
I mean, oh, no, she's going to die soon.
Les, don't pick that up.
There's no fox.
Les, don't. I was picking it up.
Oh, he's... no, I wouldn't dare do that.
As he picks it up. Chip.
She cut me up last time.
I'm just getting... you can hear it in my voice, but I am getting older, and...
Yeah. Yeah, that's the part in the voice that I hear, yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Les, don't pick that up.
What'd you find out?
Well, not much, Les.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty much the same things you should probably already know, but don't know the whereabouts, just the general information that, what the fuck did you give me again, Walt? The look of the cat?
The picture of it?
You have a picture of it. You learned that your cat posse has seen this cat in this general vicinity, but no one knows the exact location.
All right.
That's what you got from a 12.
Well, it seems like the general location would be here already, and you were already on top of it.
Oh, I'm ahead of the game!
Yes.
Maybe if we just pop some shots off into the air, all the cats in the area will go running and we'll spot them.
Please, don't.
Is that how that works?
That's what that applies to you too, doesn't
it? The kitten, yes.
Okay, fair enough.
And the baby, the sweet baby little bundle of joy, is only going to fall out of that tree. How she got up there, it's just shocking, to be honest.
Is she actually in a tree? I don't think
I've never seen a tree.
You don't mean either. A lot of dumpsters, though.
Gonna be honest,
there's a tree every 3 square miles. Just one.
Huh.
Well, this should be easy, then.
I think it's like a fucking city ordinance or something.
Like, they're in someone's apartment? Like, they just got it potted?
No, old laws, that's illegal. Like, not driving your stagecoach through the Central Plaza while eating an orange. Just
say fucking stagecoach.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Are you from fucking 1742?
Again, old laws.
He's a really old cat.
That's fucking great. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
I got a fucking weak gag reflex, all right?
I'm sorry. Anyways, I'll bring you to the tree. I know these things.
Need somebody to like fucking carry or something?
Oh, please,
you
want to
ride one of those rats?
No, and I'm gonna slowly kind of slink up to Paul, and then with my claws just completely out, I'm gonna claw him real slow, and then crawl around his shoulders.
Well, that's fucking typical.
Kind of push, you know, what do they call it? Mewing?
Oh, kneading.
Kneading.
Yeah. Oh, you got mange in your mouth. Gross.
Get a little touch on that top. Yeah. Right in your ear.
Oh, fucking stop it. I'm going to throw you into the fucking ground. I swear to God, I'll fucking snap your spine.
And with the driest, sharpest fucking cat tongue, I lick your cheek.
I swear to God. You know one of those lives you're missing is because of this kind of shit. I ain't playing no fucking games with you, Olive.
No, it's baby boy, it's fine.
Fucking
let's move.
One more fucking time.
I wave my tail in front of your face.
Weird.
You guys must have history.
Anywho, let's get going.
Yeah, I point in a direction with my tail towards the tree.
Mm. Good.
It's like a witching stick.
What's it called?
A dowsing rod.
Oh, yeah, a bat.
That's
a
witching stick. Witching
stick. A sorcerer's wand.
What's a witching stick? I don't know what that is. It's a broom.
King Stave.
We head out in a direction.
Right, lead on. Lead on, Les and or Olive.
So where are we going, guys?
I suggest that we follow this tree.
We're going to look for the tree?
It's not far, only a couple of blocks.
Cool.
Sweet. Yeah.
All right, so the dumpster bot, the ventriloquist dummy, and the rat man follow this cat a couple of blocks up. You do, in fact, find a tree, and it's one of those with, like, it's got that little fence around it, so, like, I guess dogs can't pee on it? I don't know. I don't know what those are for, actually.
I think that's so cats
people can't
climb
pee
on
it.
I think it's so squirrels can't climb on it.
Who's ever seen a squirrel in this city?
Yeah, I don't know. Mr. Random Dude on the Street.
He's just talking to himself, scratching his
head. Shaking his newspaper.
I don't even know what a squirrel is.
Oh, God.
We don't have these here.
Go to school, kid.
Les, don't pick that up.
Okay. Well, we found the tree. Where's this cat at?
My eyes are very glossy. Can you see anything in the tree, Les?
Fucking cataracts, hey?
Oh, yeah. Let me zoom in.
Cataracts! I get it!
Yes, hilarious story. Yes. Funny joke, yeah, yes.
Fucking, I was pretty proud of that one.
Yeah, I like
it.
Oh,
it's
pretty
quick.
Use your robot eyes, Les. Zoom in.
Oh, I'll zoom in, yeah.
Get a good eye on that wood.
Yeah, here. And then I'm going to grab, like, old boy's head and open him up, and he has, like, a telescope coming out of his mouth.
It hurts, you know?
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll put you back together.
It's like fucking Wolverine hurts every time.
Yeah. That's really, like, the back of the throat.
Do I see anything in this tree?
You absolutely do not.
Oh!
You barely even see leaves in this tree.
Oh.
Well, it's not this old stick.
However, there is a covered trash can underneath the tree, and you do hear something rustling around inside of it.
Oh, must be a clue.
I'm going to cock the shotgun and aim it at it.
Fucking calm this fuck down.
You never know. Fucking Cyrage fiends.
Oh, you got jumped once. It was crazy.
Yeah, I had to blow his ass off.
I don't know if I want to know exactly what you mean by that.
It was like this.
And he's like, cock the shotgun again.
Right.
And then
right.
He jacks a good guy perfectly yeah, good. Excuse, like, me.
Excuse me, old boy. How about you open the trash can for us before you blast
it? I don't know if I trust
yeah, you
him
heard
to be
it,
doing
Les.
That.
Open the trash can.
Yeah, totally. I'll do it.
I'm going to look over at Paul and just kind of, we might not survive this.
Right. Yeah,
don't
I'm
worry.
Starting to get that.
We will.
Oh. Just like holding it up reassuringly.
Just looking for a cat. How
yeah.
dangerous can it be? I open the lid.
This is not worth whatever I'm getting out of this.
No, it's not. Paul and Olive, do you guys have weapons?
Yes.
I have my dentures.
Okay.
I have two SMGs.
I have a machete.
God
because
damn.
I have a shotgun.
They're on.
Keep doing it.
I picture the raccoon from Ninja Turtles.
I got a machete and a metro car.
Man, if this dude gets shot in the mouth, then this is the raggedy cloak that Les uses to...
Oh, God.
That's a good idea.
Later on.
Dude, we gotta kill Paul.
I mean...
Paul's gotta die.
Or at least he loses his jacket.
Right.
Kill him instead.
All right, Les takes the lid off the trash can. Inside, you find a possum.
I told ya!
Fire a trigger. I mean, pull the trigger.
Oh!
Can I shoot him?
What if they mistook it for this opossum for a cat?
I knew it was a possum.
Nobody knows what
a squirrel
is.
As soon as I heard the GM say possum, I knew it was a possum.
Fuck, can't argue with that logic.
He told us. So can I shoot it?
Gimme
shooting a possum in a trash
can. Oh my god,
can.
I'm rolling as a player. Look
yeah.
Look at me.
Wow.
Look at me doing
weird,
this.
Weird, right?
I know it is kind of weird. Oh, I didn't do it though.
Nice.
That's an 8.
What are those beads ricochet around the can hit you in the face?
Wasn't that bad.
I mean, you had the possum's attention before, but you definitely have the possum's attention now. As it looks up at you, its eyes flash green and then kind of iris open, and,
He's not a normal possum!
You hear a voice say,
ID confirmed.
Why?
I think he's talking about you, Les!
It's probably not a good thing, but I don't know.
Would one of you please shut the trash can? No?
I'm with you.
I can't reach it. I'm on the shoulder of Les.
Les is just standing there.
What do I do? What do I do?
Hit the reset button on him. Oh boy, hit the reset. He's froze again.
What do I do?
Slap
I
in just, the back of his head.
He's fucking blue screening.
I just take the lid and I kind of smash it down and pick it back up and smash it down.
Like you're smashing, smashing the pot.
Yeah.
As he's trying to get out.
Is it working?
He's just kind of smashing the lid up and down on the rim of the trash can.
Yeah, that's what I figured. If he's in the thing, he's not going to hit it with it.
Everybody give me a presence test.
Gotcha. Oh boy, got an 8 again. Fucking shit.
Oh no.
This dice is rolling 9s consistently with a -1 to presence.
5.
3.
2.
Single digits all around.
This is fine. Everything's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's coming after me! We gotta get out of here!
Close the fucking trash can, Les!
I kick it over.
That's not the thing, that's almost worse.
He's just beating that thing, too. You know he is.
We have no idea what this present has even meant yet.
No.
Well, nope.
We're both waiting for a window.
What's the possum doing now that I kicked it over?
The trash can gets knocked over and trash spills across the street and the possum kind of rolls out and picks itself up and looks over its shoulder at you and then scurries toward a storm drain.
My instincts kick in and I pounce on that son of a bitch.
You're a cat.
Give me an attack roll.
Very old cat, though.
Yeah, I am aware of that, but... All right, 15.
Nice.
That's a hit.
All right. My dentures do D4 damage. One.
You bite through really bad tasting synthetic fur into what's clearly circuitry and metal.
Oh God, it tastes like my ex-husband. And I'm just going to tussle with it.
Which one?
Fucking Jer-Bear.
I have a lot of questions now.
The bear.
Like the mechanical bear?
Maybe that's true.
Like from that pizza place?
Yeah.
You were married to him for like 20 years.
Jake, since you started this roll initiative.
Okay. That's
wow,
a...
Nice.
Wow,
you're the worst. You're the worst.
One.
Nice.
Defend against possum.
All right.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. You are...
Just lean into it.
You're fucking dead, man.
Three.
D4 damage.
No way, dude.
Fuck. You have 5 lives. Yeah, you're fucking dead.
4. I have 2 health.
Max damned himself.
You slit your throat. Gross.
I use a glitch to reduce that all the way down to 1.
You have to roll for that.
Yeah.
Oh no.
D6.
I thought there was one to just reduce damage.
Yeah, minus D6.
No, by D6.
We don't use it very much.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
Okay. Well, fucking. Here we go.
We usually just do the rerolls.
You're broken.
I'm
broken.
Here we go.
It's better. I'm broken. I'm still alive.
You had 2 hit points?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm an old cat.
Wait, yo, you're battered. It's like a D8 roll, I think.
Is this because I...
Yep. Give me a D8.
Yep.
I don't want to play anymore.
3.
What was it?
3.
3. Do you have any cyber tech?
No, I'm an old cat.
Test presence DR10.
Oh, good. 17.
Okay, you pass.
Man.
And by pass, I mean you're unconscious.
Oh, okay.
Still alive.
How much health?
You're broken, so you're at 0, right?
Yep, but don't
There's
have
your
to...
Answer.
Oh, God.
Wow, I think that possum kind of fucked up Olive.
She got real fucked up.
Like, I don't... We should help her or something.
Well, you know she always bounces back.
You would know about my lives, right?
Yeah.
Jake, give me a D4.
Oh, great. 1.
Okay, you'll be up in 1 round.
So is that our turn?
If you want it to be.
If we want to keep engaging with the possum.
If you want to keep going after this fucking robot possum.
Dude, I feel like it took down our friends, so I gotta shoot it with a shotgun again.
Oh, we're friends now?
I mean, yeah, we know you. We're all just pieces of shit.
Oh,
in the city of Scythe, I know each other. I'm gonna fire the shotgun at that thing. I'm gonna jump off of Les's shoulders and do that from the ground, though. With Les's leg as a backstop.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah,
so I throw myself backwards, if that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. That's a 13.
That's a hit.
Nice. D8 damage, motherfucker. 5 damage.
Damn.
Tell me about it.
Oh, hell yeah.
As I hit the ground, he just pulls the trigger, throws himself into the Les's leg, and that shot just explodes him into sparks and circuitry.
It was fake! That explains the Jer-Bear thing. I get it now.
Yeah, you hit it center mass and it pops and... Bits and pieces go flying everywhere, and the head goes rolling into the street and is immediately crushed by a police cruiser as it and several more come blasting up and skid to a halt right next to you, and you finally hear the sirens that you missed on that presence test.
It was the cat!
So they drop the shotgun and throw his hands up.
I'm gonna come to and spit out at a hairball.
Oh, good, she's alive! Game on!
Keep the shotgun up.
Oh, fuck, man. I wasn't looking to get involved in no fucking pig bullshit today.
Did you wake up today?
Yeah.
And you knew this was gonna happen. Fucking little bitch.
The doors of the cruisers pop open, and over a dozen, obviously cops in white riot gear, jump out with the Allianzen logo across the front of the helmet.
Allianzen Special Services, get on the ground!
Whoa.
Get on the ground!
Whoa. I'm pretty much already on the ground!
Fuck.
I'm already spitting up hairballs and gasping for air, man. What more do you want from me?
I was on the ground already.
What do we do?
Lay on the ground, Lassie just told you. It's very clear.
Open all my dicks.
Just take it.
They're going to get dirty.
Just do it, Les.
I don't want to know what the fuck you're talking about.
You can see them. They're gross. It's like a cat's tongue.
So dry.
From the opposite direction, the squad of black cop cars comes pulling up.
Uh-oh. Are we on the railroad tracks?
Are we on, like, the demilitarized zone here?
I'm going to try to sneak away, because I'm just a cat.
A rainbow that cat. Is,
hey.
With fishnets.
And glowing fucking veins.
And high heels.
And mane.
Give me a pre.
They build your presence test.
Shut up! The headset.
14.
Nice.
14's a pass.
Okay. I'm gonna army crawl because I don't even know how much health I have left back yet, but I'm gonna army crawl.
Oh, D4 health.
I'm gonna army crawl back into the alley here. One.
Of course.
And I'm gonna wait for an opportune time to get in to jump into the driver's seat of the paddy wagon that they that these guys get thrown into.
Ah. I'm
assuming a lot.
I know.
As you're doing that, out of the black squad of black cop cars, about an equal number of black clad cops jump out. UCS, drop your weapons!
To us?
We didn't have one.
You drop your weapons! We were here first, motherfuckers! This is our territory and you know UCS. Eat shit and die.
Says the cat from the alley.
No, I'm one of the other guys.
The white.
Oh yeah, you are.
You're the Alianson dude, I guess.
Yeah.
No, and that's basically how it goes. ASS replies with that and UCS.
Stand down! This is UCS jurisdiction.
Hey, I'm Captain Bernard Saint, alright? And we are the watchdogs of this territory. So back off or prepare to eat. What do we
UCS run? Opens fire.
Oh shit! Oh, take cover! Lassen, on the front!
Let's crawl out of here.
ASS also opens fire.
Let's go. Come on, Paul.
What are you guys doing?
Army crawling out of here.
You are literally in the middle of a firefight. You're between both of these guys, between them on the street.
To be fair, I'm only 2 feet tall. I'm just going to get up and run. I'm even standing, I'm below the fire line, very easily. So, yeah, I'm going to just get up and run, grab my shotgun, and book it.
Les is just going to roll away.
Yeah. Like warrior droids.
Yeah. Droidica?
Yeah, Droidica.
Are you all going the same direction?
I might as well.
I still want to steal a vehicle, so if I can, like...
<That's>...
this must have happened immediately after I snuck off, right? So I want to sneak to the back of, like, the alley... I'm not going to be able to remember this.
Allianson.
I'm gonna sneak back to their security cars and try to, like, get into one of them and then, like, wave down one of the boys with my really bright tail that I snuck off with. Do I happen to find a nice squad car that we can steal? I can't drive.
I'm definitely not following her in that direction, if that's what you were asking them.
I'm just leaving the fucking area.
So we're just...
I am a full-sized fucking, real human being. I'm not a fucking cat or a doll.
Yeah, but you're
a real boy.
You're not wearing the armor of either one, so you're just, like, you just happen to be there.
I'm a crazy homeless guy with
three
rats.
You might not get shot.
At the far end of the alley where you guys are, a black van skids to a halt. The side door slides open. Two people in fatigues are waving you down.
That looks safe. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Come on.
No, that doesn't
Classic Les.
Yeah, that doesn't look suspicious at all. Fuck. Fuck Christ.
And they're not pulling triggers like these motherfuckers back here.
As long as they don't shit in boxes, those guys are weird.
Fucking, you're right. Absolutely right.
Your mouth shut, Paul.
I'm sweating. Let's go, boys. And I fucking sit cross-legged on my rats, and they fucking...
Wow. Like a genie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do I see this happening?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna try to get underneath that black van. I don't want to be noticed.
Cat.
Sounds catty.
I'll just try to sneak on.
Seems reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah, a rainbow cat with high heels.
No one's noticed
and
yet.
Glowing veins.
Yeah.
I mean, I figure something like that's probably going to be pretty common.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a pretty average dude or an average cat. Well,
yeah.
I'm a lady.
Sorry.
Okay, so what are you? Are you? You're not getting in the van. You're going to, like, ride on the back bumper or something?
I'm like Tom. I'm like, I almost said Tom Cruise. Keanu Reeves in fucking Speed. I'm underneath that bus, holding on.
All right. Okay. So you guys jump in, tires spin, peels out. One of the people in fatigue slams the door shut and says, "Man, I'm glad we found you. We're about to go on break."
Good.
Thank God.
Welcome back to the World Standard. When we last left the garbage A-team, Three of them had climbed into totally not a kidnapping murder van with some strangers.
Nice, that sounds good.
To be determined.
I'm here for the free candy!
I'm here for the
and all of
guns.
Is clinging to the undercarriage. Watch out for the drivetrain.
Yeah, I'm not holding on to that, I promise. I know a shaft when I see one.
Just hanging around, just hanging onto the gooch of this van.
Yeah.
I got my pantyhose are kind of interlocked with some of the bolts underneath.
Oh no, why are we like this?
Thanks for the ride, we appreciate it. It was a sticky situation over there.
Yeah, who the fuck are you guys?
So the interior of the van is entirely stripped down and bare. There's a driver up front who you can't really see, two people in back. Both are wearing like digital camo fatigues. One doesn't have sleeves and it's open on the front and he doesn't have a shirt, and you can see like his entire torso and arms are tattooed, like the musculature underneath.
Oh,
but it's
sexy.
Also got like kind of like a holographic sheen on it, so it looks wet, like he's freshly flayed.
You just get out of the shower?
You look gross in a cool way.
No, he's talking right, yeah.
They're both wearing balaclavas, but the other one pulls hers off, and she's got like neon tats on her face and little like panda bear ears that are neon green.
Now you look cool in a gross way.
And where she's tattooed, like she's had scarification done. She's been scarified. Is that a verb? I don't know.
Yeah.
You get the idea. And so like she's got like these flesh patterns that show through like psychedelic wibbly wobbly wavies like through the ink on her face.
Ooh. I stand by what I said.
The one who still has the mask on is like, yo, thank fuck we got you when we did.
Are you gonna take your face off too and do something? You're gonna be really cool? Or are you just a normal dude?
He just kind of shrugs and pulls it off, and his face is normal.
Just a Paul, I see. No offense, Paul.
Wait, what the fuck does that mean?
You know, it's just a thing.
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
It's a common saying.
Most people hearing this will know what that means, and they'll get it, and they'll laugh. And they'll laugh at this, too.
Yeah, all Paul shit in the box. That's what I say.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
People back home are loving it.
They like the Pauls, I think.
Well, I hope so.
This one's yet to be determined, but... So, you guys!
They both reach up and pull, like, coverings off of, like, above the pockets on their fatigues. The first one, guy with the muscle tats, says Lisa. The other one says Judy. On the other side, they both say M-I-L-F.
Ha-ha! I get it! You guys are into that kind of... You guys don't seem that old.
Oh, that's that kind of van. I gotcha.
So, like, are we supposed to understand that?
You got cameras in here or what? Like, I don't know how willing
I am.
Yeah,
what kind of van is this?
Right.
I see there's only one seat in the back.
Yeah.
I'm not really
there's
built...
no seats in the back.
Yeah, there's a big opening over here.
I'm not really built for this kind of action.
Kind of smells like bleach and mayonnaise in here, bud.
Deep.
Yeah, that's what that is, isn't it?
And come!
I think that might actually just be Paul.
Fucking don't even...
The acid panda girl ignores the shenanigans and, like, goes over to Les and is like,
oh my god, I can't believe it's actually you. Can I get a picture with you, please?
Oh, it's him!
The fuck?
I thought it was Paul.
This is weird. Usually people take pictures from a distance. This is strange.
Oh, yeah, like he's a fucking Bigfoot?
Yeah, I see him sometimes.
It's the headband.
And the paparazzi, for some reason. They think he's a celebrity, I think.
The fucking rogue shinobi.
It's the dicks.
Yeah, that too, I guess.
I don't know what happened before I met him. Swear to God.
It's not a big deal for you guys, but, like, I'm just a little rank. So, like, this is, like, I never thought I'd get to meet Agent Karen in my life.
The fuck is going on?
I guess I'm confused, too.
You living a double life there, or what?
Maybe.
Fucking wife and kids you're trying to avoid or
something. Everybody's
right?
Staring at Les. Like, I gotta imagine.
Like, we literally are.
What?
I'd like to say, like, honestly, it doesn't happen often that fucking shit-smelling robots, like, hold my attention that long, but what the fuck's up with this shit?
Yeah, Les, listen.
Hand on his shoulder, because I'm on his shoulder. Yeah. More on the side of his face.
I've known you for a long time. Well, like, 2 weeks. And I've asked you this a lot, but who the fuck are you?
Before Les can answer, Acid Panda Girl, Judy, leans in, like, has a camera out for a selfie, and the window on the side of the van just shatters, and her head pops as a sniper round goes through it.
Oh, what fuck! The fuck?
Oh my god!
Oh, that's a hideousness! Oh, gross!
That was fucking cool in a gross way.
Yeah! Woo!
Lisa jumps up and yells, "Motherfucking poos!" and just busts out the rest of the window and leans out with his SMG and just starts firing.
Who are you doing that? Clocking the fucking shotgun.
Somebody grab the steering wheel!
Did he say poos?
No, there's still a driver.
Oh, thank god. I missed that part.
The driver yells back over their shoulder, "Don't worry, we're bringing you into HQ. Just hang on tight." You feel the van upshift.
What the fuck is going on here?
I fall down because I'm small.
I think I'm going to the
go skidding across the floor.
Yeah.
It's hardcore. Bare metal, so yeah, not a lot of mass.
It's like a dog in there.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
Olive, what's going on with you underneath the van?
Fuck. Well, I mean, are there potholes? Are we in the bad part of town?
Why are you bringing this into
existence?
There's
no good part of town.
If I feel like I'm safe for the entire ride, I would just hang out there. But if there's like potholes and shit, I would have made my way towards the front, and not knowing whether or not it's like of kidnappers, right? I would try to get up that door and into the driver's seat.
You're crawling under the cards.
Yeah.
First of all, you're okay with bullets. It's the potholes that have you scared.
Right.
Later, and I'm deaf.
Yeah, he's an old
like
cat.
The tendonitis kicked in, okay?
Tendonitis?
That too.
Both of them, yeah.
that as well.
Give me a presence test.
All right. The natural one! No.
Does that mean we play ads still?
I guess that means you get this.
This message is brought to you by Grubhub. Order your grubs now.
This cat dies, gets resurrected in the middle of the road, and it's fucking just rush hour.
You find me just...
Underneath
I'm roadkill.
The wheels.
You find me underneath the car, and then I come back with one of my lives, like when you bring up like a briefing or something when you get to headquarters.
Wait, what did Walt say happened?
Yeah, we need to know that first.
That's very important. Yeah,
I'm dead.
Yeah, he's wrapped around the drive chain, just fucking smacking the bottom of the
Jesus. Get your fucking tail caught.
Yeah.
I can't speak for the world standard, but Walton Wood does not condone animal cruelty in RPGs.
Oh no, that's terrible.
Feels like we got a wheel bearing out.
Big same unless it's one of us.
I plead the fifth.
That was pretty much a Linda in the trunk moment. You just didn't hear the conversation that was going on in the vehicle.
Oh, that's all it was. Whew. Oh, he's like, God. Oh, I died. I got stuck in the drive train. He's like, no, you just didn't hear anything.
God.
What a conclusion.
Good build-up,
though.
Oh,
what
man.
A conclusion.
It's because I have destructive thought processes.
I get it. It's fine.
I'm going to try to still make it up to that fucking door. I don't know what's going on then. And I'll use a cat nail to pick the lock.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Holds this van.
You heard glass shattering. You know there's at least one window out.
Ah.
All right. I'm going to dive through that window and grab onto the first creature I see that's not a friend. Like the face. I'm going for a face.
GR14.
We're fucked.
The guy driving the car.
We're going to die.
I got a 12, so that's not good.
Does a cat have glitches?
I use mine to reduce some damage.
I mean, I got two.
I only have one.
You can have one of mine.
Why?
I got two.
Oh, okay. Oh my god. All right, then I succeed.
Why would you do this?
How did you?
Because I don't know what's going on.
I don't
want to
lose the cat. I'd rather not lose the driver.
Well, who's closest, Walt? The driver or the man that didn't take his mask off?
He did.
Oh, he did?
Eventually. You leap up from underneath the van and you latch onto his face as he's firing his submachine machine gun at...
Out the other window? Oh, my god, that's right.
Yeah.
He's leaning out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I attacked his face. Oh, no.
That's okay.
He's still shooting a gun, but now he's also screaming.
I don't know what's happening.
He has no reason not to throw you into traffic now.
Why are we going to a headquarters?
Yeah, that was my next question. Thanks.
Who do you think I am?
I'm laying on the floor.
Are you guys a cult? Because that seems pretty cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no to that.
Yeah, I could use some hospitality.
What about you boys?
You take pretty good care of the members. Is there premiums?
I'm just fucking this guy's face up.
Hey, so what is Olive?
as all of it's hanging off of it. The van swerves to the right, the tires screech, and throws him back into the van, and you along with his face.
Oh, yeah. I'm claws deep.
All of it's cool. They're weirdos.
Get off there.
I'm going to stop mid-swipe like I'm holding him by the collar. Are you boys okay? Is everything okay?
We're cool. They worship him or something.
Pretty relative, I guess.
I'll throw his head back down on the metal of the the van.
He throws his hands up. Yo, Agent Carol. Be cool. Be cool.
Agent Carol.
The van accelerates down into like an artificial canal next to the street.
Could you please explain to me where, what, and why we are doing this? What does this have to do with the baby?
God damn it, what did I fucking say?
Baby kitten.
We're taking you to HQ East. I know you've never been there before. We're all on the same side.
I'm lost. Oh. This never happens to me, I swear.
Honestly, anything...
That's not true at all.
I know all the trash cans.
Everything goes dark as the van turns into what's basically a giant storm drain and you feel yourself angling down.
No, I'm glowing.
Oh, yeah. Throw my eyebrows.
A little bit of light back there.
My eyebrows.
Oh, it's so bright back here. Turn it off.
I was sure like 6 different times that I was going to die today, and that hasn't changed.
Pretty lucky day.
Not me.
I have about 5.
What? Percent chance of living?
That too. I get a little car sick. Can we please stop soon?
Please don't.
You're fucking horrible. Oh, God, I can't stop now. Scoot away from fucking to the other side of the fucking van.
You're making me want to, and I don't even have a gag reflex.
It's like the call of the void, right?
Yeah, you just kind of want to do it.
Right, yeah. I get you. Like, oh, fuck, it's so bad.
Is that what you did?
Everybody's got to stop doing it. Please. It's so fucking bad.
Oh, Lisa starts doing it.
Oh, my God. And I fucking barf all over the bed.
So does oh, boy, and it just wood chips.
It dries it.
Please tell me this van stops.
Yes, it does.
Oh, God. It throws me.
You slide across the floor.
I jump out the window.
I fucking open up the sliding door and roll out the fuck. Side of the van.
Attach my leg joint again.
I just walk out casually.
Is there...
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
All right.
That's the moment Les reestablished himself as the main character again.
Yeah.
We're all fucking mess.
These fuck jobs.
Yeah.
Is anybody in charge here? Like, what the fuck is actually going on?
Says the cat.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure what's going on, but I'm down to find out.
Yeah, I got nothing going on. It's Tuesday, right?
The driver gets out, and this dude like has like metal plates implanted in his face, like along the jaw, the cheek, forehead, along the mask of the face, around the nose.
Dope.
Pretty slick, yeah.
Name tag says Diane.
Diane.
Wow, that's really a... Wouldn't have guessed.
I think there's a fucking pattern here that I'm not quite picking up, but...
I'm going to hold out a paw to shake Diane's hand.
He leans over, shakes. Pleasure to meet you, Agent. If you'll follow me, I'll take you to the Postmaster General.
Oh, thank you. That'd be
lovely. Oh, this is the post office.
All right.
This makes sense now. Right. This is how they do things.
I've never been here before.
In what context of what we started off doing has anything to do with the letter or the post office?
Yeah, we're looking for a cat. I mean, maybe he's in the mail.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool.
No, that does kind of not make sense at all. I don't all know what the fuck's going on
here. We'll find her, I bet.
And I follow the driver. Fuck. Fucking Christ. Oh, God.
So, where you are, you're in a dry underground portion of the sewer, but it's a big open area, and what you find is basically what you would expect from a small military encampment. There's some tents set up. There's, like, a chain-link cage. Looks like it's got... boxes of munitions, some racks of weapons, stuff like that. There's a van here.
Ooh, another one.
Paul, come here. Down here.
Yeah.
Do not ask them about politics.
What?
Just look at this place. These people hold some beliefs, man. Believe me.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Did cross my mind for a second there, too. Yeah, you're right.
Just saying.
I would assume that Les has no fucking idea what politics are, hey?
Is that where you, like, twitch uncontrollably?
Yeah, there you go.
Yep, he's good.
Yep.
Politics, I got it.
My eye twitches.
And Diane starts to lead you toward one of the bigger tents.
Oh, I fucking, actually, I got a question for you, man.
Am I just waiting to get my fucking agent name too? Because, like, I'm all part of this now.
Everyone knows your agent Candy.
Oh, fuck, bud. Yeah, there we go.
Wait, we got cool squad names?
Wait, what's mine again? Let me write it down.
Your agent Karen.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Should be easy for you to remember.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Who am I?
Your agent Kathy.
Oh, I'm Kathy.
Fucking Aunt Kathy.
Aunt Kathy.
Yeah.
So.
No further questions, honestly.
What are you doing down here?
This is HQ East. I know you mainly work out of HQ West. We just recently set this up.
Oh yeah,
on this side of town.
Oh yeah, looking good over here.
Yeah, the Dumpster Central is where we're from. Yeah.
So remind me again, what is MILF?
He's testing you.
Yep. Just want to see how true you are to the cause.
Fucking pop quiz.
Yep.
Diane laughs and like gives you a little slug on the shoulder. Agent Kathy, your sense of humor is everything I heard it was.
Right, I bet.
Leech over to the tent, pulls the flap aside, and gestures for you to go in.
Oh, of course, yep. Let's go, guys.
March is all like he knows what the fuck's going on, but he doesn't, obviously.
I don't remember exactly the drugs that I was doing before I met you guys, but, like, they were pretty good, I'll tell you.
Yeah, we gotta get back to that. That was originally why you're here, isn't it?
Wait, you guys are...
We're gonna watch you, like, shit in a bag, and then... You're still doing that, right?
I think it was a box, and he was gonna eat a hamburger or something.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
I don't know.
We're Taco Bell, that's what we were gonna do.
Now, let's put that on fucking hold, but I'm down with that still, too, yeah.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
So, pretty bare. There's like a big dark screen on the far side. Fold-out table with like a cyber deck and some monitors. And sitting behind it is a guy, middle-aged, kind of a plain brown uniform with what would be like normally a really clean military crew cut, except it's rainbow instead of what you'd expect to be silver for a guy his age.
Hmm. I'm going to jump on the desk and knock some shit off.
So what are you playing?
As you do, he stands and says, Agents, welcome to the Metropolitan Insurgency and Liberation Front HQ East.
There it is.
A pleasure to have you. I'm Postmaster General Janice.
You fucking passed the test, though, by the way. Fucking Diane, take notes.
I'm going to start giving sleepy eyes, and, like, I've nestled myself on the desk right where, the placemat is, where his date
thing
is. On
the keyboard?
Yeah. And I'm gonna start purring loudly in the background.
Editor, take notes.
Agent Kathy, I assume you want scritches.
I thought I was Kathy.
I just kind of.
Agent Carol, I assume you want scritches.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh fuck! I'm gonna sleepily look up at him the way cats do, and then just purr louder.
Diane, that's on you.
Reaches down, scratches behind the ears.
This is weird.
Yeah. Just not take advantage of it.
Yeah, you guys got food here?
Yeah, you got a litter box somewhere I could go.
The quartermaster can see to whatever needs that you may have, but first, Agent Karen, I need you to report on your mission. We know we intercepted the Alianzan Special Services transmission that you had been discovered.
Okay.
Yeah, that one right
that
there.
That makes sense. Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
All that.
What are you looking for? I got needles. Is that what you're talking about?
A lot of them.
I got tons.
Yeah, we spent all day looking for them.
And scabs, I guess, because that's canonical.
Well, just the one from.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, just one.
You kept that, by the way, didn't you?
I'm sorry. I've been briefed on Operation Basilisk, but I just don't understand. I'm going to need you to explain this to me.
I jump in dumpsters.
Agent,
I get the needles.
As a matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it, it might be like a little bit below this guy's fucking pay grade, you know? Fucking wink, wink.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he's one of those on this level.
I think I understand what you mean.
I need to see your fucking clearance, sir, bud.
Yeah, what's your clearance level?
I'm Postmaster General East.
PMG.
He's in his uniform and it says that. He's got little gold stars on the collar.
Yeah. See, these aren't the red stars.
Oh, yeah, we want red stars.
See, you're not quite at the plain clothes level yet, I see.
Oh, you haven't even heard about the red stars then, huh? I can tell. I see it on your face.
Well, I was briefed.
You're fucking 10-ply.
It wasn't directly from the red stars. I take it you've been doing reconnaissance on discarded documents.
Oh yeah.
At UCS.
Oh, so he does know. I got
you. Yep, yep. That's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
Months now, I think.
Long time.
Tell me, what have you found anything?
Yeah, I got a whole bindle full, and I just empty out my bag in front of him.
And what falls out?
It's just like metal parts, needles, random scraps of paper.
Used condoms.
Yeah, used condoms, dildos.
Whoa!
There's some tacos in there from Taco Bell.
Oh, good, we brought some.
Yeah, some wood chips.
I'm gonna go snag one.
And then just mash it in your weird puppet mouth.
Yeah, little hard shell tacos.
Yeah. God.
No, they're so stale, they're soft.
Oh, right.
Kind of gummy.
Janice yells at the door. Brenda! Deborah! Two soldiers run in. One's kind of gothed out. The other one has, like, animated flame tattoos on their face and their neck.
Oh, that's cool as fuck, yeah.
Man, these people are dope.
Fucking hardcore.
Some good NPCs.
All generated using the core book, kids.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I gotta start doing that.
Janice points at the detritus on the ground, says, gather this up and get it analyzed immediately. They both salute, sir, yes, sir, and they start gathering up all of Les's garbage and carrying it out of the tent.
Oh, except that scab, that's mine.
Take this, too!
And it's like the Taco Bell taco wrapper. Taco Bell donuts it.
Yes, agent, right away. Salutes again.
Yeah, so that's all we got. You got something for us? You know,
so
wink, wink.
I take it you haven't found any concrete leads on the disastrous object yet, have you?
Nope, not yet. Still looking.
I mean, what do you got?
Yeah, all of you find anything?
You know where that cat is?
Like, just stares at her like deadpan doll. Like.
I just stare through a couple of slits and purr at you.
Keep scratching.
That's a no as well from Agent, Cat.
Carol.
Cat thing. Yeah, I got it.
In the background of all of this, can I try to, like, tap into the computer I'm sitting on and get some information on everything I've just heard?
With your RCD?
Yeah.
What does your RCD look like? I forgot to ask you that.
So my RCD is like these weird, it's a little throwback, but they're like yellow tinted pit vipers that are decked out in the rave style. And they also have like a beaded necklace that all old ladies have that goes around the back of my neck.
Oh,
so in case they fall down.
Yeah. Oh, love it, love it.
Yeah.
It's a gold chain.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately for my part, I have records of me doing things for this in my RCD somewhere, but unfortunately I had my memory wiped sometime fucking last couple of weeks. And
yeah, it was just to go deeper undercover, I remember.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was a fucking great idea right away, but
you do
now
it every
I don't
once
fucking
in a while, you should try it, sir.
And now I don't fucking know.
It's hard reset.
You want me to roll
for
that? I
admire the dedication, agent. Yes, roll for it. Knowledge?
God.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm. That's a 9.
9.
So unless somebody wants to spend a thing and distract some people, a glitch.
No.
In that case, it is thoroughly password locked.
We will stay in this constant back and forth.
The Postmaster General looks at you, Les, and says, yes, the cat thing, the centralized anomalous terraform. Unfortunately, we have not been able to learn much on our end, either. We know, essentially, what you were briefed on. It's been missing for over a decade. It was last seen in the custody of a courier who was taken in by UCS. They may have it, they may not. We don't know. We need to know if they have it.
Yeah, let me check. Let me check this here.
I'm gonna pull up my micro mini cyber deck. It's like the size of a postage stamp.
Okay.
And I'm gonna jack into it, you know, and I'm gonna activate my sigil tag app.
Okay.
Yeah, this location and nearby systems are tagged with your invisible sigil, enabling you to remotely activate apps as if you were present. Only two locations can be tagged at the same time. So it's on your discretion as to what I can tag, but I'm going to tag this tent.
Okay.
This workstation, whatever. Is that cool with you?
Fine.
All right, cool.
Marking your territory?
I'm just trying to hack into their system, but I'm making it seem like I'm answering his question. You know what I mean? Like, he said something, and I'm just like, yeah, hold on, let me check. And then he's actually doing that. Knowledge DR12 to successfully activate an app. Okay. Rolling around, baby. I got a 1!
Oh my god!
That means you get this!
Yep.
Hey, punks. Are you like me? When you hit up the gun shop, do you think to yourself, wow, What an easy gig. I wish I could get in on a piece of that action. Well, you're in luck, friend, because that's exactly how I paid off all my debt. And now I'm making up to $6,000 per month. How do I do all of this? It's easy, friendo. Here at Triploid Guns, we're not just selling you amazing weaponry at cheap, cheap wholesale prices. No, we're not even just selling you the store. We're offering you the opportunity to sell the store.
Wow, that's crazy.
Sign up today, and you will be living it up in the hills by next week. Sell Triploid Guns today.
So, no, I didn't do that, obviously.
No.
For
no,
sure.
Guys are kind of struggling there with that. He says, he just kind of rubs his forehead and says, this is simply not progressing as quickly as the interested parties need it to. I don't know the full details, but I know that it's urgent and time is running out. We may need to begin pursuing other options on this operation.
Like what? Retirement? Pension? I'm down. Put us up in the hills?
Oh, Agent Kathy.
Witness protection?
That sense of humor. It never fails.
Getting out of Psy?
They were right about you over at HQ West.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's a no, yeah.
Yep, yep.
All right. With the unfortunate circumstance of my, the repercussions of my dedication, I might need you to send me over all the files you got on everything that's going on here. Fucking update myself.
Oh, yeah, we better make sure that we're on the same page. We don't know what you don't know and all that. We'll send you over what you don't have.
Yeah, it's been about an indiscriminate amount of time since we've talked to anybody at HQ, so...
And as soon as we're able to analyze the data that Agent Karen has brought in, we will absolutely fill you in on all of the gaps.
And how long do you think that would take? You know, just on the off chance that somebody wanted to, you know, fucking try to escape from here in the night or something, you know?
Well, maybe I'll follow some leads.
It looked like Karen brought in an abundance of resources. Could be days, could be weeks. It's hard to tell.
So, like, you gonna put us up for a while while we wait? Like the hills? Something?
No, absolutely.
Oh, wonderful.
You can rest here, recuperate. Believe there was some need for a litter box.
Oh, yeah, that'd be mine.
Oh, not what I was expecting, but I'm not one to judge.
Right, though?
That sounds like judgment.
Well, I mean, I just thought it was funny because he probably thought it was for the cat, but he didn't. It's not.
Excuse me.
Oh, that didn't even fucking cross my mind. That is actually pretty funny. Holy shit, eh?
It
literally didn't cross my mind either, to be honest.
In a toilet, like a civilized woman.
Very cool.
Fucking suit yourself.
You can train cats to use toilets. I've seen it on YouTube.
All right, fucking bastard chief. What the fuck's, the fuck do you have to say about it?
I think I need to go sniff some glue.
Oh my god.
Oh. Hello, Levi here, back at the end of the episode. I just wanted to take the time and thank all of you for listening to the Rolled Standard and on our off week listening to our sister podcast, Flail to the Face. We truly enjoy doing this for all of you, and if you could leave us a rate and review wherever you listen to your podcast. And while you're there, go ahead and share it with all your Pauls and your brother husbands. All of our links can be found in the description below. Every little thing you do helps us grow, and we greatly appreciate it. Now that the business has been taken care of, I just wanted to give a special shout out to our brother husbands over on Patreon. Freshman, Harbles Barkley, Jack Benalkin, Kevin Olmsted, Kevin Welch, Rasmus Hammerlund, Restoramus, Ridley, and Baz. Not to mention all the Pauls and the standard bearers out there. We greatly appreciate all of you because without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you. And remember, don't sniff glue. Or do.
Alert! This episode contains third-party content. Obsolete Dumpster Diver by Bracken McLeod. Discarded Animatronic Toy by Daniel Turcott. Malcontent Mouser by Azanoth Neltol. And Verminkin by Ross Hollander. Magnum PU theme music, Gutter Cruiser, is courtesy of Irving Force.
She Pisces?
Hit it.
She Pisces, boy.
Hit that shit.
She Pisces.
Hit it.
Oh, she Pisces.
Take a hit of that Pisces.
Hit it.
This is Vita. My jowls are getting in the way.